congratulations. All those students received a $1,000 Gear Up scholarship that they can use at the college of their choice.
In Carlos Verdeckia's anatomy class at Bryan Station High, students listen to announcements and then get down to business. Today, they're dissecting cats. Students pull preserved cats out of large plastic bags and begin work. Dissection has been part of the science curriculum in Fayette County for years, but 10 states now have laws that schools must allow students to opt out for religious, moral, or ethical reasons. An alternative method of study is then given. As a result of one parent's campaign, this option could be available in some Lexington classrooms.
At the time, I was interested in being an occupational or a physical therapist, so that course would have been crucial to that type of line of work.
That's Caitlin Graff. Graff wanted to take elective anatomy at Henry Clay High School 4 years ago, but didn't. She couldn't handle the thought of dissecting a real cat. She had concerns about how the animals were acquired. Graff also couldn't stop thinking about how a lab cat had once been a living being, running around just like her own two cats. Caitlin's mom, Anne, shared her daughter's concerns and petitioned repeatedly to have Henry Clay and other area high schools consider alternatives. As a result of her efforts, two science teachers, one at Tates Creek High, the other at Bryan Station, have just started exploring options such as clay models and computer simulations. Anne Graff.
And I think the reason I'm so passionate about this topic is because I believe that the dissection requirement shouldn't hold back anyone who's interested in learning about human anatomy, from the dancer to the artist and to those interested in the medical professions.
For her work, Anne Graff won a national award last year from Animal Learn, a division of the American Anti-Vivisection Society. The award comes with $1,000 worth of material, like software and models, that can be used as alternatives to dissection. Graff wants to donate the material to Fayette County for use in pilot projects. Fayette County Public Schools science specialist David Helm is open to Graff's help. With money tight, Helm says it's difficult to explore alternatives without outside assistance.
Tradition mandates that we've been offering certain things over the years forever and ever because we always have. But society is changing. And sometimes we forget that our kids are changing along with it.
Anne Graff's efforts prompted a survey last year at Henry Clay High School. Out of 233 biology students polled, about 12% would be more interested in elective anatomy without cat dissection. When we tried to find out if Henry Clay is exploring options, educators declined repeated requests for an interview. The Humane Society of the United States says many animals used for dissection suffer during their capture, handling, transport, and killing. Offering alternatives is supported by the National Science Teachers Association. Carlos Verdecki at Bryan Station is one of the teachers open to the idea.
Science sometimes is a little taboo for some of the kids, just like math is these days. So the more we can do to hook them into this, I definitely like to use everything I can.
Back in Verdecki's classroom, students like Clifford Austin are hard at work dissecting cats.
This has opened up my eyes to doing some surgery and stuff, so I might go into plastic surgery or something in that type of field.
Nearby, fellow student Rachel Wood wasn't as gung-ho.
I have two cats at my house, so I feel a little weird.
Wood also says that the smell of the preservative used on the cats bothers her for hours after dissecting. Sensitivity by students to these chemicals is another reason behind allowing students to opt out. Proponents of dissection say there are no substitutes for it, but other educators say a kid uncomfortable with dissection who is given an alternative might well get inspired to go into a career in science or medicine that has nothing to do with surgery. For WEKU News, I'm Leslie Gutman.